But for the time being, the teams are out, boys. Broncos taking on the Penrith Panthers, and Kevy's gone Wooshka. He has, there is no Ben Teo. He's out due to injury. Milford's out. Mm-hmm. Tessie New's out. So they're the ones who pay the price. Are they even in the 21? No, they're not. So they're definitely out. New's out and Milford's out. Corey Oates joins the greater squad in jersey number 21. Now, I understand that Corey Oates, people have been asking for him to get a release. It hasn't been forthcoming, so they won't let him go, the Broncos, but they're keeping him in their squad. Richie Kenner's in the centres with Jesse Arthurs. So Jesse Arthurs is far bigger than Tessie New. He'll partner Dearden in that right edge where we know there's plenty of traffic coming, including Kickow for the Penrith Panthers. As other news, Carrigan's back for the Broncos as well. Pretty much unchanged, the Penrith Panthers. Fletch, Crichton remains at fullback. Do we like that? Momorowski remains in that right centre position. Hasn't that been a win-win for a trade? Well, Dane Laurie and Momorowski.
Yeah. So Momorowski, I knew he... So he came through the South Sydney juniors and was just one of those schoolboy freaks. And he sort of didn't really get a go there at South, went to the Chooks, had a couple of seasons there, but he's just fitted into this Panthers pack. Last week, actually the last 3 weeks, he's been very, very impressive. Actually, I think he's a 5'8".
5'8". Knights take on the Sharks, 6 o'clock. And we'll have that game covered here on SEN League. Is Bradman Best back in the team, Brooksy?
He certainly is. Joel. Number four, Kurt Mann is in. Number six, we've got Jacob Saifidi returning from suspension. We've got a debutant on the wing, Braden Musgrove. I think he's a 24-year-old winger, obviously, because he's been named on the wing. So interesting selection there. Chris Randall and Stafford Toa is out. So Toa injury has caused that reshuffle. So the forward pack, Clemmer's still there. Brayley, Daniel Saifidi, Frizz, like Watson, Barnett. Cronulla's had a few outs as well. Obviously, we knew Wade Graham was not going to play in the game. But they've got, and Josh Dugan, he's out. So Britton Okora comes back from suspension. Got Siosifa Talakai coming back onto the bench in jersey number 17. So that should be interesting. And also, yeah, that's it. Hirodi, Tracy, Ramian, Mulitalo, the outside backs, Moylan, Townsend, halves.
Remember I said hit the logger tape this time last week? Who did I say hit the logger tape? Who was going to get their first win?
Manly.
Manly, right. Hit the logger tape again, Gibbo. Upset. Knights will beat the Sharks. What do you reckon, Fletcher?
Because of what's going on? Everything's going
and
on?
I think there's a few ducks.
No Wade Graham.
Ducks aligning for the Knights too.
No Wade Graham.
Yeah.
Huge out.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I'm not going to doubt you. Now, let's move to Friday. Game of the round, 2018.
What a cracker.
Rematch of the grand final. Couple of big ins, I think. Adam Kieran for the Chooks. Harry Grant has been named at 14. Don't know whether he will. I think he will start. Who else is back for the Chooks? Oh, well, Ben Marshke is got the number 9 jersey. I thought they might have moved Victor Radley.
Yeah, but, I thought too.
But they need Victor ball playing.
So he's. I think they're challenging his. Charge.
Yeah. I thought, didn't he get...
Is he off?
Marshy's off.
Mark's off.
He got off.
He's off.
Oh, brilliant.
Hey.
Was it last night? Sorry.
Pierce off, Gibbs on. Lindsay Collins.
Mate, save that dirty attitude for the Melbourne show, okay? Yeah.
Lindsay Collins. Jared Brewer Hargrave still on the bench. So this is a big game. This is a huge game down in Melbourne. Every time they've played, I don't know, remember the last couple of years, it's been the field goal. Remember the field goal last year?
Yeah, that's right. Adelaide was one of the games.
Pappenhuysen. So, yeah, looking forward to that game. Brooksy, what is it for us?
Latrell won it once with a field goal, didn't he?
Yeah, and I remember Pap last, I think it was last year when he kicked it in
extra,
with a minute to go.
That's right. That was a cracker.
A second to go.
That was a cracker. Gibbo.
So we've got the big game in Mudgee, Manly versus the Titans. And I guess the biggest news here for Manly is the return of Tommy Tuivasa. Manly looked good last week, but he's going to add so much in attack. But I think mostly in defence. Like, you saw some of those efforts last year that he can do, try-saving tackles. So he returns for Manly. Dylan Walker is out with that hamstring injury, the innocuous injury from last week. Jack Gajewski. Who is Gabenchi?
Yes, Gabenchi, yes.
He's out as well. Olakau'atu comes into the starting team for the Titans. Anthony Don was rumoured to perhaps come back into the side. He doesn't look like he's going to do that. But their backline is pretty strong. I think it's the strongest it's going to be all year. Phil Sami on the wing. Corey Thompson, who's been magnificent. In the centres, Brian Kelly and Pat Herbert. Fullback, obviously, AJ Brimson in the halves. Ash Taylor and Jamal Fogarty. I think this will actually be a really good game.
Yeah, I do too.
It'll probably be a capacity stadium out at Glen Willow. So, I mean, Manly could go back-to-back, but I doubt it.
They could. I tell you, they absolutely could. And one, everyone talks about Tommy's attack. People underestimate the value of a fullback in defensively, right? So since round 1, 2019, I did this morning, they've had 30 games without Tommy Turbo. They average 27 points against. So don't even worry about what he's adding to the scoreline. The 19 games they've had Tommy Turbo, only 16 against. So he just pulls that defensive line together beautiful. These are things that Dylan Walker hasn't been trained to do, and the Ruben Garrick. So I think you're right, Gibbo. I think there at Mudgee, which is a beautiful ground, it will be a spectacular clash. The Bunnies take on the Tigers here, boys. And I suppose it's a little unfortunate, not if you're a Bunnies fan, because Cody Walker, in my opinion, is one of the best players in the competition. But had he been suspended for another week, you would have seen Benji Marshall playing 5-8 against the Tigers. That would have been the story all week, Benji taking on the Tigers. But Cody's back in the side, which is good for you South Sydney fans. He's been very supportive too, Benji, of both those in front of him, Cody Walker and Adam Reynolds. So he no doubt knows his role in the team. As far as the rest of the team is concerned, they're pretty much in place, the South Sydney Rabbitohs. The number nine here for the Tigers. Well done, young fella. You deserve this because you have been the best player in the New South Wales Cup. Jake Simpkin to debut for the mighty Tigers in the number nine jumper. Mm-hmm. So that's a big effort for him. Jacob Little out of the 17.
And that's the beauty of having a reserve grade, because you need, especially for a team like the Tigers, when you know they're not very consistent. So, yeah, well done to Jake, because he played, was it 2 years ago that he, when he did his knee, didn't he? Is it? He got badly injured. I don't know whether
that was Little, wasn't it?
No, I know Little did his knee, but right, I think Jake Simpkin got either that or was a shoulder or something. But now, can you tell us about your theory on host?
Can I share that?
Of course you can.
So I've gone through the last 3 weeks. right? And you can do this on NRL.com. And if you watch these tries, if you watch the two tries at Parramatta score through Opacik and also our mate who came on the show, Papa Lee.
Isaiah?
Papa Lee. If you watch last week's try where Ben Condon scores, and if you watch the 2 weeks before that, who'd they play? It'll come to me in a moment. But in the last 3 weeks, there's been four tries against the Tigers exactly the same way, where the dummy half gets out, plays flat to the left, and they're targeting Dewey at the try line, and they score over the line. So Jacob Host.
Anytime try scorer
for the Bunnies. Cookie gets out, has a little one-on-one go at Dewey on the line, scores the try. Four times it's happened in the last 3 weeks, Fletch.
All right, let's go to Saturday night, Eels versus Raiders. So Nickel Cookstar is obviously out injured. Caleb Aitkins is at fullback. So he was the gun.
Three, 300 metres he ran on debut.
That's right.
Yeah.
Starling is again on the bench. For the Eels, they're pretty much, well, Ryan Madison is back in, he's named. Dylan Brown is out. That's a big out. Big out for Dylan Brown.
Injured, is he? Or
suspended.
Suspended.
So Will Smith will take his position in the halves. And that's about it. Joey Lusick is in. He's just on the extended bench. And Bryce Cartwright keeps his position on the bench, so it's good for our Train the House Down team.
Well, you know what? Spuddy, there was two bits of advice last week that weren't heeded. One was from Spud. Spud said, when Cartwright gets his start, I just want him running the ball, not even thinking about offload. Well, he was trying to break a record for offloads in the first 2 minutes. Yeah. The other piece of advice, which was ignored, Fletch, you said to the Tigers, you said your advice for the Tigers was that every player should wear number 7.
Yes.
What did they do?
Retire the number 7. All four games that day. Well, you either go one way or the other.
Yeah, that's right.
I also said put Joey Leilua in the back row.
Yes, he's out of the
he
team.
Hasn't played since.
Okay, Dragons versus the Warriors, Brooksy. We always give you the Dragons.
Yeah.
Is your man Josh Maguire? Is he getting a start?
He's not getting a start, but he's definitely named. He'll be wearing jersey 20 if he does play. And Billy Burns is a jersey 19. So the two new recruits in the squad, they're looking pretty much 1-17 from last week. So Alvaro, Kane, Ellis on the bench. And the Warriors, so we've got David Fusatua is out. So we've got Petahiku on the wing to replace him. We've also got a few forwards back for the Warriors. So Bunty Afoa,
Fletcher's man,
on the bench.
Yep.
Jermaine Tanoa Brown, they were both coming back from suspension.
That's right.
He's on the extended bench, so he hasn't made the side.
Wow.
The edges are Josh Curran and Jack Murchie, Gerringong Jr.
Yep.
It should be interesting because that back row for the Dragons has been en fuego.
Yes.
On fire.
It has.
The Spanish nations. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to this one. And this is leading into Anzac Day.
It's a trappy game. It's a trappy game because you're coming off a big game and you're going into a big game. It's a trappy, trappy game for the Dragons. You know who's flying? Ravalawa is flying. Back him in the try-scorer markets.
Yep.
He's starting to get a cheeky, in the last 6 or 8 months, a cheeky Sivo. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he's outscoring Sivo in their last 15 or 18 games. Yeah. There you go. I reckon Ravalawa might be outscoring him in recent times. Rightio, we move on to the blockbuster match of the year. There's only one bloke who could cover this game, and it's our man Gibbo.
I get the blockbusters every week, and it's the best game of the week, 6 p.m.
Best game of the year, this one.
So the Cowboys taking on the Bulldogs. The big injury news for the Cowboys, Jason Taumalolo should be returning, and he's going to have the C next to his name. So I don't know how he's going to go as a leader, but they're going to need something.
That could
for
mean
him.
Different things if you're Todd Payton.
Fletch, mate, I get the blockbuster game. It's my big moment.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
Stay in your lane, bro.
Yeah.
The Hammer, who scored the try on the weekend, he's out with an ankle injury. He'll be gone for 3 to 4 weeks. And Reuben Cotter as well, he's gone for 4 to 6. So that means Justin O'Neill, the one-time Queensland great, he returns in the centres. And Mitch Dunn will be in the second row. For the Bulldogs, Josh Jackson is out with injury. That means that Luke Thompson starts, which he was magnificent for him last
week.
They're going to continue with Corey Allen in the centres and Nick Kotrick on the wing. But I think the Bulldogs are getting better, but it's going to be a tough ask going up to North Queensland, 6 p.m. on a Sunday.
So when Reuben Cotter, he's out for 4 weeks.
Yep.
So in the fifth week, what will we be...
He'll be playing for Townsville that week, Fletch.
Yeah, well, now we welcome back.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Commentator's got to get it. Joel, can you get that back?
I will.
In 5 weeks' time, put it down in your notes.
I'm going to actually give you the on Teamless Tuesday, I'm going to diarise it so you get to do the Cowboys
and welcome
game.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Got there.
Yes, Reuben the Hurricane Cotter.